Hello?
Hello. Am I speaking with James?
Yes.
All right. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I'm sorry. What?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or
No.
television? No? All right, thank you. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote straight Democratic ticket.
All right, so it'll be a definitely vote.
What's that?
So would that be that you're gonna definitely vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'll vote Democrat.
All right, so would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong? All right, thank you. In the November 2020 general elections, for who did you vote for? For Joe Biden or for Donald Trump?
Biden.
Would you mind sharing your age?
My age?
Mm-hmm.
57.
57? All right, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian? All right, thank you. Could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, and 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote?
10.
10? All right. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I've been very dissatisfied.
Satisfied?
No, not at all.
Oh, dissatisfied?
Yes.
All right. Just dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Very. All right. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Oh, I think he's doing a fine job. It's just everyone else.
All right. So do you strongly approve or somewhat approve? I'm sorry?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve? All right, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly? All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10 based on how important of an issue it is for you for them to have them focus on it. You can use a 10 if you think it's like the most important issue ever that they should focus on, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the list starts with reducing crime and violence.
9.
9, all right. Making college more affordable.
8.
8, all right. Creating more affordable housing.
10.
10, all right, thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
8.
A, all right. Working to end the war in Gaza.
4.
4, all right. Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops accountable.
8.
A, all right. Banning TikTok.
3.
3, all right. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
9.
9, all right, thank you. Protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
8.
And 8, all right, thank you. So do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
all of Congress?
Well, kind of just in general. Do you believe that the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Not really.
No? All right. So you answered that in Congress aren't really like focused on issues that are important to you. So does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming elections?
I'm very much motivated to vote.
Still motivated? All right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them. And a 50 means that it's completely neutral. And if you don't know these people, or if you've never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first group is Republicans in Congress.
0.
0. All right. What about TikTok?
50.
50. All right. Democrats in Congress?
98.
98. All right. Charlemagne the God?
3. I don't know.
3. All right. So if you don't know them, I can also put that as a category. But do you want to stick? All right. So you want to stick with a 3 then?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Cornel West.
75.
All right. Joe Biden.
I don't know what lately.
Okay. All right. No worries. 90. All right. What about YouTube?
50.
50. All right. X, or formerly known as Twitter.
40.
40. Mark Zuckerberg.
50.
50. All right. Cory Booker.
Don't know.
Don't know. All right. No worries. And Donald Trump.
0.
0. All right. Thank you.
Can so I know. Below
zero? Oh, all right. Well, if there was below 0, don't worry. I would have put that for you. So I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Republican Donald Trump, for who would you vote for?
Biden.
Biden, all right. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
He is the Democrat.
All right. So he is the Democrat. All right, thank you. So changing gears now a little bit, we're almost done. We're more than 50% done with the survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So generally speaking, about how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence, or also known as AI? Would you say you know a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
I know a little bit.
All right, so like would that be a fair amount then?
Average, yeah.
All right. So generally speaking, do you think that AI or artificial intelligence is going to be more of a benefit to humanity in our society, or more of a threat?
I think it's becoming a threat.
All right. Somewhat more of a threat, or much more of a threat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. Which of the following comes closest to your own view? That tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
They should be monitored more.
More? All right. Thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Would it be North Korea, China, the U.S. government, big U.S. tech companies, Russia, U.S. law enforcement, or foreign tech companies?
Russia.
Russia, all right. So switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms? That is, if you use them at all. So the categories are if you use them multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, less than once a month, or not at all. And I can repeat those categories if you need. So the first one is X, or formerly known as Twitter.
Not at all.
Not at all. All right. What about Facebook?
Not at all.
Not at all. What about YouTube?
Very seldom.
All right. So would it be like maybe multiple times a month or about once a month?
Yeah, multiple times a month.
All right. What about TikTok?
Never.
Never? All right. And what about Instagram?
Never.
Never? All right. Thank you. All right. So I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. And for each, if you could please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this statement. So the first one is, X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Oh, I have no idea.
No idea. All right, no worries. Meta, or also known as Facebook, keeps its users' data secure.
I doubt it. I mean,
all right. So would you somewhat? All right. So would you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Did they keep it protected? I'd say somewhat. Agree.
Somewhat disagree. Somewhat agree. All right. So Meta plays a negative role in society.
Yes. Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. All right. X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Agree. Strongly.
Strongly. All right. TikTok plays a negative role in society.
Disagree. Somewhat.
Somewhat disagree. All right. All right. So TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
I have no idea.
No idea. All right. Thank you. So have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
I heard that was going on, but I haven't looked into it.
All right. So yeah, you would say you've heard a little bit about it?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed it into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. So generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I guess I would support it.
All right. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, all right. Generally speaking, would you say you're more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
Wouldn't matter.
Wouldn't matter, all right. Thank you. So what do you think was the Congress's primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think it's because they're trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors? They're playing politics? They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok? They're concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us? They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security? They've been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors? They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens? Or because they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with?
They're just trying to control the people.
All right. So would you say it's that they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with?
Sure.
Or do you refer as in just in general trying to control people?
They're just trying to silence what they don't agree with.
Okay, all right, thank you. So generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? And you can select multiple options from the list I'm about to give you. So the list goes cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, local TV news, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, talk or news radio, national evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, music and entertainment sites, news websites or apps, print newspapers or magazines, or YouTube, or none of the above?
Google News is about it.
Google News, just that one?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So we're almost done. We only have about 3 more questions left. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So the next 3 questions we have are just for statistical purposes. So what is the last grade of schooling that you have completed?
College.
College? Would that be like a bachelor's or a postgraduate?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's, all right. Are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with my partner.
Unmarried with a partner, all right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No? All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.